This is Yitz Novak, and we are learning Masechta Bava Basra, the third parak. Third parak teaches us about the concept of a chazaka, establishment of ownership, and this is some background information that will be helpful. Is the concept of hamotzi mecharei alav haraya, the burden of proof lies upon the one who's trying to take property from another person's possession, and basically, the way halacha is structured is that somebody has something in their possession, a court assumes it belongs to him, and if somebody wants to make a claim for it, they have to. The burden of proof is on the claimant. It's basically possession is 9/10 of the law, and physical possession for an object is a little bit different than the establishment of the possession of property. The law concerning property is slightly different here. Somebody being on a piece of property isn't enough, because anybody can come into another person's property for the most part. Therefore, the ownership is established and assigned towards the last person to live in the house. And if you sell a house, therefore, people are very very careful to keep the bill of sale. The Chacham realized that you can't keep a bill of sale forever, so they instituted that after 3 years you don't have to keep the property, the bill of sale, and as such, the concept of a chazaka for property is only 3 years, because after 3 years, we know that the person, the person who is in the house has been living in the house for 3 years, and therefore they don't need to keep holding on to the property, because they've established this chazaka which belongs to them. Mishnah reads, Cheskas Abatim, that the possession of a house, Vaboros and pits, Vasichin and ditches, Vamaros and caves, Vashavachos and dovecotes, Vamrachatzelos and washhouses, Vesa Abatim and olive presses, Vesa Shlachim and irrigated fields, Vavatim and slaves, all of these types of things, Kosher, Pay or Sadr, and anything else that one benefits from it continuously, that there's a perpetual yield, Cheskas and Shoshashanam Yom Yom, that the Chazaka has to be established for three continuous years from every single day. And the reason is because, as we said before, that people hold on to the bill of sales for properties for 3 years. And it's interesting here that one could think that most of these things that are listed here, actual property, as in real estate, whether it's a house or some sort of field. And the only thing here that's slightly different is an eved, and that's just because, for the most part, avadim are considered property. Even though they're human beings, the structure of a slavery is a property just like that of a field, and therefore, if a slave remains and is working somebody for 3 years, we can assume that he was acquired and that the transaction was done appropriately. And the one thing here is that there's going to be a notable strike or comparison in the Mishnah between the concept of perush tadir, something that's used constantly, versus something that's not used constantly, something that's seasonal. And we'll see the difference momentarily. Sedeh habav, a field that's watered by rain. The chazchasa shel shoshana, you have to keep it for 3 years. Ve'enim leom yom, but it doesn't have to be every single day. Now that ve'enim leom yom introduces something that if it doesn't have to be three full years from day to day, because the normal benefit from these 3 years is only one crop, one time each year. So all one theoretically has to do is yield the crop one time, the annual crop, for three consecutive years in order to establish the chazaka, because the owner of the field doesn't want it and doesn't need it when it's not going to be yielding. So the purpose and the importance of the yield is for the course of the field is for the course of the yield, and therefore you don't have to keep it for the full time. So how much do you have to keep it? Bishmol owner, Bishmol says, Shosha Chadash Rishon, year one, you need to keep it for 3 months. Shosha Bachorna, year three, you also need to keep it for 3 months. Shemach Sachodesh ends on year two, 12 months in a row. So effectively, what that means is that one hold it for the Tibet Shabbat and Adar in the first year. They'll get their yield in that year. Then Nisan through Adar in year two. And then Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan in year three. And all of a sudden, it's 18 months in a row. Because it has one full year in the middle, he has his property. That he's able to own the property. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Ba'achron, Shemesh, Chodesh Ba'emzah, Arba'as, Chodesh. So you have 18 months for Rabbi Shmuel, 14 months for Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Adar, Nisan through Adar, then Nisan. And Rabbi Shmuel holds notes the 3 months before Nisan, Tevet, Shvat, and Adar, all the 12 months of a continuous year, and then 3 months afterwards. The Machlokas here is telling us that, just in terms of the time, how much time do you need to establish a count for a full year towards this Chazakah? There is in the Gemara and the subsequent Rishon and Machlokas what has to be done in this 3 month period or this 1 month period. And some say that you only need to harvest it, some say you have to plant and harvest it. That's a further discussion beyond the scope here, but nonetheless, an interesting discussion at that. The Mishnah continues under Rabbi Shmuel b'Mad Bar Murim. He's framing and contextualizing his teaching of 18 months before. This is said b'sdei lavan, with regards to a field of grain. B'sdei ilan, however, in a field of trees, kamas as tuaso, he has to gather in his crop. Or Masak Azesa, if he picks his olives, Kanas as Kate, so he gathers in his dry figs. Hare Elu Shalosh Shanim. So each of these things will count as 3 years. Meaning that if the, when we ruled that before, that the rainwater, the Stevaal field that has an 18 month, according to Rabbi Shmuel Chazaka, he's referring to specifically a grain field. You need three different growing seasons to establish a chazaka on the grain field. However, a field of trees is possible to have three different harvests in 1 year. So if the person would actually have three different harvests, it counts. He's telling us that it actually counts for the three different years of the possession. And basically what we understand from that is that Bishmal learns the principle of the three-year chazaka very differently than the chacham, and he basically says that it comes to is the actual occurrence of the taking in the crop. So you take in three crops even in a different year. If you have the field for olives, for grain, for 4 months, and then you turn it over and harvest olives, and then a few months later you turn it over and harvest figs, that can actually count, even if it's not a full year, even if it's not 1 year. You're able to establish chazaka according to Rabbi Shmuel on that. Mishnah Beis, second Mishnah. Shalosh Aratzos l'chazaka. There are three lands in Eretz Yisrael that have different laws for chazaka. Yehuda, they are the area of Yehuda, Eber Yarden, the Transjordan area of Hagalil. And the Galilee, the northern and northeastern part of Israel. This comes into play in the following instance. Hayabi Yehuda v'hechzik v'Galilee. If somebody was in Judea, if he's in Jerusalem, and he makes a chazak on a piece of property, and he takes possession of something that's in the Galilee, or b'Galilee v'hechzik v'Yehuda, in a chazaka. You're not able to make a chazaka if you're in one of the different areas in Israel. Or in a chazaka, Adshe Imo Medina, you have to be in the actual state or territory. Amar Yehuda, it says Lo Amar Shalosh Shanim, the 3 years is only mentioned. Elikadei Ba'aspamia. If a person is in Spain and somebody takes chazaka, a piece of property for a year, and they have 1 year, people are given 1 year to basically go tell the guy in Spain that somebody took possession of the field, v'yavo l'shana acheres, and he has another year to return. Meaning that Rabbi Yehuda's approach to the three-year chazaka is very different than what we had mentioned in the first Mishnah. Chazaka isn't based on, according to Rabbi Yehuda, isn't based on a buyer holding a deed for 3 years. However, it's built so that to give the person who could travel as far away as Spain, which doesn't mean literally just Spain, but Spain was where there was a very big Jewish population, and back in times of in the times of the Mishnah, it was not out of the ordinary for people to be traveling to Spain, and Spain was years of travel away in the times of the Mishnah. Therefore, if the person would and people wouldn't go farther than that back then, but it doesn't mean literally Spain, it just means that time people would go to Spain, that was the farthest people would go, the farthest settlement or civilization at that time, it was a year away. Therefore, a person would be able to leave. The day after it leaves, somebody else comes into the field, lives there for a year. The neighbors then go and travel the year to Spain. And then a person from Spain, when he's notified, comes around to, in order to prevent the illicit occupation to be permanent, he turns around and comes back to protest. So that's a 3 year cycle from the day it happens, that for a year after the person, people start noticing that the person is keeping chazaka, for the people to travel then to Spain to tell the guy, or the courier to tell the guy that someone's taking his property, and for the person to come back and protest, that's going to be 3 years, and therefore that's where Chazkas Gimoshanim comes from, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not because people have to are establishing a chazaka after holding on to a deed for 3 years.